After saying farewell to last season's talented senior class, McDonald Lady Mac softball entered this season looking to prove themselves yet again.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Sunsplash Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika, Jason Bovier, WOGO Sports Broadcast team this afternoon. It's a WIAA Division IV sectional final for the right to go to Goodman Diamond in the state tournament in Madison. Your number four seed, the McDonald Central Lady Macs, against the number one seeded Shell Lake Lakers.
Swing and a miss.
First strike out of the game.
There you go.
For Kelsey Bremnes for out number two of the inning as Anderson goes down on strikes. Bremnes, the pitch, swing and a miss, and a strikeout ends the opening inning.
Good job.
Looking for that all-important first out. Yeah. With runners at first and second, Aaliyah Curtis at second, Macy Melton at first for Shell Lake. The pitch, swing and a miss. A big strikeout. Count is full. Emily Dorweiler, the nine hitter, the senior DP, is on deck for Shell Lake. Lakers trying to become the first one to score in this sectional final. Bremnes, the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. A big strikeout for Kelsey Bremnes.
There you go, girl.
Millie Anderson, the right-handed batting freshman, second baseman number 14, with a runner at first, a none out for Shell Lake. Bremnes, the pitch upstairs. Come runner up. Goes. The throw. The tag.
Oh, yeah.
Runner at woo! Second. Gun down once again. Lizzie Liebrand, the cannon. Claire Ruff sweeps the tag down, and there's one away, and the bases are clear. One ball, two strikes on Claire Ruff.
Come on.
Ruff will send one out to right field. It falls into the gap, and Riley races in to score. Claire Ruff is two for two on the day, and it's 2-0 McDonald. Swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Kelsey Bremnes, her fifth of the game. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Six strikeouts for Kelsey Bremnes through four. We head to the bottom of the fourth. The two in scoring position for the McDonald Jr. in a 2-0 lead. Keegan grounds one right back to the pitcher. Throw to first. Throw home. Play at the plate. Sliding in.
Good
safe.
Job.
It's 3-0 McDonald. Aaliyah Bovee scores the third run of the game. Second and third with two away. Oh, yeah. Line shot and it dropped to the center field for Kelsey Bremnes.
Oh, yeah.
One is in. Two coming in. Riley Christensen scoots across the plate.
Whoa.
And it's a two RBI single for Kelsey Bremnes. And it's 5-0 McDonald. Claire Ruff snaps one into center field. Lauren Buescher racing around second, heading
here
to third. She'll hold there. And Claire Ruff will take second.
Good job, Claire. Beautiful.
It's a double for Claire Ruff, and she is three for three on the day.
She's cooking, Caleb.
Two away for Lizzie Liebrandt. She is two for two on the day.
Nice.
And Lizzie sends one out to deep left field. That's going to score one. Two coming in. It's a two RBI double for Lizzie Liebrandt and McDonald
Lee.
7-0.
Way to go, Lizzie.
Ruff lines one pass
right
short.
There. Come on,
Ruff is 4 for 4 on the day. Lauren Buescher cruising in
good
to
job,
score.
Lauren.
It is 9-0
good
McDonald.
Job, ladies.
She is swinging a hot bat.
She is.
4 She's for just... 4. Goodness gracious. 9-0 lead for McDonald. Top of the seventh. Two outs away. Bremnes, the pitch.
Nice
swing
job,
and a miss.
Nice
another
job,
strikeout for Kelsey Bremnes. And McDonald one
go,
out
ladies.
Away
Come
from
on.
State. Eyes the wristband. 0-2 count. Two away. Runner at second. Bremnes, the kick in the pitch.
Sure. Oh,
strikeout! Her 10th strikeout to end the game! And your McDonald Central Macs are taking a road trip south. They're headed to Madison. The Lady Macs
way to go, ladies.
Are state bound.
Their ticket punched to the WIAA Division IV State Softball Tournament in Madison. But now the Lady Macs face their toughest challenge yet. The number one seed, Stevens Point Pacelli, in a state semifinal. Live from Goodman Diamond in Madison, this is Lady Mac's State Tournament Softball on WOGO Sports. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's game time.
It's discouraged.
McDonald Softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Mac's is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, and Quality Propane and Fuels. And now the Lady Macs pregame show. It's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika, and Jason Povey.
WOGO.
Diamond in Madison, home of the Wisconsin Badgers softball team, in sight of the WIA Girls State Softball Tournament. Caleb Swenson along with Chris Malika and Jason Bovey here on WOGO Sports, WOGO Radio's live presentation on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Also, you can find us on our YouTube channel and Facebook page, audio streaming per WIA regulation. We might be able to give you at least a brief look here of us as we are glittered up, and so we'll see if we can give you a shot there of the three of us before we have to go audio only here. And yes, we've got the good luck glitter, and looking forward to a great broadcast here today, guys, and talking with Coach Ruff. We'll get interviews with both head coaches starting soon here with Coach Ann Molsky of Pacelli. But McDonald's a 4 seed, Pacelli's a 1 seed, Pacelli's 27-1. We could go on and on about how talented this team is, but McDonald deserves to be here. They earned the right to be here.
Yeah, go ahead, Jason.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I was talking with Coach Ruff over the weekend. I had my daughter's grad party, and we were talking, and he's like, I'm happy to be playing Pacelli because it's a team we probably know the most about.
Sure.
You know, in his coaching tenure with Rick Beyer, they played him twice. He knows some tendencies. Whereas Mineral Point and Michigan, we don't know much about.
So, again, very, very talented in the circle is Pacelli. And again, Peyton Mansell, a very, very low, almost minuscule ERA. She's only allowed one earned run. But, again, the principles of softball are the same, and it's still 21 outs. It's still, again, being able to get on base, to move runners along. And that's what McDonald has done well, especially here in this postseason run.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually really excited that we got the number 4 seat. I think that was something that throughout the playoffs, that's what we've had. And I think that that's something that sometimes can be one of those mindset things. And so I was really happy when we had that. And I think that the girls are ready. I mean, they're having fun down there. They're taking pictures, juggling, and, you know, they're
doing. Did Kendall bring back the juggling?
She did bring back the juggling. Yep, she did. And I think they're doing what they need to do and getting in their mindset. So.
Well, we'll get on with our pregame show here. First, when you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines real winners. Real Mutual believe there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Real Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Real Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit realmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. And speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Again, it is an audio-only broadcast, but we wanted to at least say hello here at the beginning, and looking forward to a great game between McDonald and Pacelli. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes. And again, thank you so much to all of our advertisers making this broadcast possible. Back in three on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Since 1951, Bowl and Prue Plumbing of Chippewa Falls has been a trusted name in our community. Fully licensed and insured, Bowl and Prue can help with any job, large or small. Whether you need a repair or are building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Commercial, agricultural, and residential service, including well pumps, septic systems, and lawn irrigation. Bowl and Prue Plumbing on River Street in Chippewa Falls and online at bowlandprue.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most. improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Rubenzer Wealth Management is proud to back the Max and wishes McDonald's softball the best of luck in the playoffs. Whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let Rubenzer Wealth Management cover your bases towards financial security. Reach out to McDonald alum Sam Rubenzer and the Rubenzer Wealth Management team by calling 715-835-2123. That's 835-2123.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
State softball on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Live audio streaming also on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and our WOGO Radio Facebook page. We'll get to our interviews with both head coaches, starting with Ann Molsky of Stevens Point Pacelli, the number one seed here in the Division IV state tournament, in just a moment. Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro softball players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And in education-based sports, sportsmanship matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In high school sports, winning is exhilarating, but just as important is how the game is played and how we express our positive support. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Welcome back to Goodman Diamond in beautiful Madison, Wisconsin. It's the WIAA Division IV state semifinal girls softball tournament here in Madison. Good to be with head coach Ann Molsky of Stevens Point Pacelli. And Coach Molsky, this is a rematch from a couple years ago, you and McDonald. In between then, you've won two straight Division V titles, now seeking a third straight title. And I think it's a little bit of a different mentality maybe that you need to develop in the team when you're leading the pack and everyone else is chasing you down and would love to topple you.
You know, the thing is, we've worked with the girls really, really hard the last couple of years, just taking every game, one game at a time. And, you know, and it's an old cliche that everyone says, oh, yeah, yeah, right, coach. And I'm like, no, we've really hammered it into our girls that at any point in time, you can lose a game. But how do we take something that's so big and bring it down into perspective for an 18, you know, 18, 17, 16, and 15-year-olds, and how we've got to take care of business on one game, and then we can go on to the next.
Coach, when you can look back on your season so far, 27-1, the strength of schedule is something that I'm sure not only in your conference, but who you've scheduled out of conference, including multiple teams that are here at the state tournament, that's something that really battle tests you. So mentally, physically, your team is ready for anything here in the D4 tournament.
Knowing last year after we won, knowing that they were going to move us up to D4, and knowing that my conference is predominantly a D5 conference, I knew I needed to go out and find games that were going to really challenge us. And being in the center part of the state, we reached out to teams that were close enough and within an hour, hour and a half from us, and we've played some really good talent, and we've been really successful.
What you've done in the circle, Peyton Mansell, unhittable, untouchable at times. I mean, she really has been... impressive probably isn't a good enough adjective for that young lady.
Well, you know, she's a four-year starter, played as a freshman, played some different positions, but pitched predominantly. She has worked really hard. I mean, if anyone ever watches a pitcher and they think, wow, what a pitch, wow, she does really well, you're only seeing a little glimmer, a little eye drop of the amount of work that these pitchers have put in. And so proud of her and all the work that she's done to hone her craft.
Coach, when you talk about run support for any pitcher, great to be able to hit up and down the order. And you really see that again, well over 400 with your team batting average. But when you can say, hey, 1 through 9, we're a threat, whoever's up, that really makes it difficult for your opposition.
This is a team sport. You know, if I'm the number 2 hitter and I didn't do my job today, so the number 3, number 4, number 7, number 8, number 9, who's going to take the baton? Who's going to take it over? And that's the mentality that the girls have. Why not me?
And finally, Coach, of course, you played McDonald when they were a 4 seed and you were a 1 at state. Everybody's good at state, and they played you tough. What do you see in them where you say, hey, we need to make sure that we play our game because this could be a threat?
Right. You know, they're fast. They're young. They're hungry. They've played some good talent. I mean, you play Fall Creek, and Fall Creek's down in state in D3. So I like to call it, when you get down to state, you have to play fundamental softball because everybody's good. There's a reason you made it there.
Well, Coach, great to be able to catch up with you again. Congratulations on your season so far. We wish you and the Cardinals all the best. It's great to be back at state, and we're looking forward to a great game.
Thanks so much.
That's head coach Ann Molsky of Stevens Point Pacelli back with Coach Rick Ruff of McDonald. This is Lady Mac's state pregame live from Goodman Diamond in Madison.
Hi, Chippewa fans. My name is Sissy Knops. I'm a realtor with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Here's a pop quiz. Do you know the current value of your home? I help clients in the Chippewa Valley answer this question in order to get their home sold for top dollar. I can also help you write a winning offer on a home in today's competitive market. So if you're looking to buy or sell your home, cabin, or piece of land, contact me, Sissy Knops of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, 715-828-0903.
If your hair could talk, it would probably say, thanks for getting a haircut at Great Clips. Yeah, you waited till the last minute, but with online check-in, you got in fast and left with a look you love. For a great cut in less time, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips. If your hair could talk, it would probably say, thanks for going to Great Clips for a haircut. They had your details saved in clip notes, so all you had to do was relax. And your wallet got a nice break, too. For the cut you love for less, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald baseball and softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the McDonald's softball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Lady Macs! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Game. We are live today at Goodman Diamond in Madison, WIA Division 4 State Softball Tournament semifinal between your Chippewa Falls McDonald Lady Macs and the number one seed Stevens Point Pacelli, here with head coach Rick Ruff. And coach, it's about getting here all throughout the season, but now when you get here, when you get to Goodman, when you have a chance to be at the state tournament in Madison, now it's about showing that you belong.
Absolutely, and that's what we told the girls before we left Chippewa. We told them the most important thing is to remember that they're here for a reason. They earned it. It's time to just go out and play ball.
When you look at the Stevens Point Pacelli team, obviously one of the better teams in the state, really, at any level, but you have played high-quality competition all throughout the year to make sure that you're ready for each test, and this may be the biggest test yet, but I'm sure the girls are ready for it.
Yes, they are. They had a good week of practice. They're focused. They're going to have a good season. They've had a good season, and they're looking to just put some icing in it.
I know, Coach, we've probably talked about so many of the same things throughout this playoff run, but what have you seen as this team has started to stack wins together where you say, we got to keep building on that because this is really trending in a good direction?
Yeah, I mean, the trending is the fact that they have started to believe in each other. They're working hard for each other. It's more of a team aspect than we had at the beginning of the year, and they're hungry. I mean, this is a team that's kind of young with a little bit of sprinkling of seasoning on the top, but they're hungry and they're ready to go.
And Coach, it really seems like we talked about this last week as well, too, being able to have a little bit more time together as a team for you as coaches, but also the players with each other. I mean, they really seem like they've become a close-knit group.
Yes, they have. You know, and that was one of our goals, is to make sure that we can still play ball in June, and not too many high school teams get that opportunity to be playing ball this late in June. But they are ready, and they are more for each other than they've been all year.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We wish you all the best of luck, and hopefully we're talking about a McDonald moving on to Saturday situation.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Rick Ruff. It's Lady Mac State pregame. We are at Goodman Diamond in Madison, WIA Division IV state tournaments.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heese at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
Whether it's an education, business or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 18 Cenex locations. Knock one out of the park with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Don't forget to fill up at our Spirit Pump, where a percentage of every sale goes toward McDonald Athletics. Cover your bases with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud sponsors of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Since 1951, Bowl and Prue Plumbing of Chippewa Falls has been a trusted name in our community. Fully licensed and insured, Bowl and Prue can help with any job, large or small. Whether you need a repair or are building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Commercial, agricultural, and residential service, including well pumps, septic systems, and lawn irrigation. Bowl and Prue Plumbing on River Street in Chippewa Falls and online at bowlandprue.com.
Welcome back to Lady Mac State Softball here on WOGO Sports. Just about time for player introductions. Now it's time for our Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Chris Malika, Jason Bovey, what do you think of year two here for McDonald in this state semi?
For me, Caleb, we're the underdogs. We have nothing to lose here today. It's coming out starting quick. That heavyweight fight, who's going to land that first big punch? And hopefully it's us, right? That's how I want to start today, and that's going to be my big key of the game.
And I think for me, it's going out and playing their game. You know, their defense, their hitting, their pitching, playing their game. And, you know, I've said it a million times, going out and having fun, because that's the biggest thing, is going out there and playing as a team. You know, Coach Ruff talked about it, that they've built together their, you know, their bond together, and going out there and having each other's back and playing and having fun.
Again, your Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Starting lineups look like this. Kendall Heffler, the senior left fielder, number three, batting first. Keegan Ringer, the junior third baseman, batting second. Number 14, Riley Christensen, the sophomore center fielder. Number 7, batting third, Kelsey Bremnes is our cleanup hitter. Sophomore pitcher, number 10. And a reminder that our cleanup hitter is brought to you by ServiceMaster Chippewa Valley. If your home or business needs a cleanup for fire, smoke, or water damage, or mold remediation, call the experts at ServiceMaster Chippewa Valley. ServiceMaster Trust comes in the yellow truck. Batting fifth for McDonald, Claire Ruff, the sophomore shortstop, number 12. Batting sixth is Lizzie Libre, the sophomore catcher, number 9. Batting seventh, Carolina Google, the senior first baseman, number 5. Aaliyah Bovey bats 8. Sophomore second baseman, number 2. And number 4, Avery Bovey, the senior. The DPN batting 9, Olivia Wolf, is the flex player, number 13, the senior. Playing right field for head coach Rick Ruff. McDonald against Stevens Point. Pacelli, a couple different shades of blue here. Pacelli in dark blue tops and bottoms with the white Pacelli lettering across the tanks, the American flag insignia on the sides of their shirts, white socks, and the red piping McDonald resplendent in their royal blue uniforms with the white pinstripes, white numerals McDonald across the chest, white numerals and lettering as well. And Molsky, 21 years as head coach of Stevens Point. Pacelli, graduate at UW Stevens Point in 1991. A career record of 410 and 91 for Coach Pacelli. It was great to catch up with her via phone as we got close to this game.
They're fired up. I mean, I like seeing that. You know, like you said earlier, they're ready to go. They're fired up. They're having fun. And I like seeing that, because that's what makes them loose, going out there and able to kind of just stay focused.
Absolutely.
Number 8.
We mentioned in that sectional final game for McDonald that might have been as loose as we've seen them all season. And they're, you know, a pretty low-key kind of group. I think a lot of fun, a lot of energy. But that, again, sectional final pregame, that was where those girls really, really impressed me with just how much fun they were having.
Yeah, and again, you know, I think we've mentioned it throughout, and I know Coach has, and, you know, as much as things are hard and we get stressed out coming, they get stressed out coming here and everything, and there's some that haven't been in this arena, but, you know, and going out there and enjoying it and taking all of it in, and they've earned it. They've earned being here, and as much as their nerves are there, being proud of that, because, you know, we are. We're proud of them for that.
You know, they say that you want to be playing your best ball at the end of the season, and that sectional final game was our first four-game win streak of the year. And I think you guys would probably agree with me. I think we're playing our best ball of the season. Right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, their hitting has come on. Some of the ones that maybe slower in the beginning of the season were coming on. And, you know, and again, Kelsey in that circle, we've mentioned it several times. It's just calm, cool, and collected.
Yeah. What a beautiful field, huh?
And batter for the Cardinals is the designated player, number 28, Layla Kropidlowski.
Just getting the final starting lineup.
For Pacelli is number 3, Jaden Struck.
The head coach of the Pacelli will come back right after this with First Pitch. Back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Mac Softball live from the WIA State Softball Tournament. WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll be back in 2.5 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Rubenzer Wealth Management is proud to back the Macs and wishes McDonald's softball the best of luck in the playoffs. Whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let Rubenzer Wealth Management cover your bases towards financial security. Reach out to McDonald alum Sam Rubenzer and the Rubenzer Wealth Management team by calling 715-835-2123. That's 835-2123.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned, with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Hi, Chippewa fans. My name is Sissy Knops. I'm a realtor with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Here's a pop quiz. Do you know the current value of your home? I help clients in the Chippewa Valley answer this question in order to get their home sold for top dollar. I can also help you write a winning offer on a home in today's competitive market. So if you're looking to buy or sell your home, cabin, or piece of land, contact me, Sissy Knops of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, 715-828-0903.
Soak up sun, sand, and smart saving with a certificate at Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.40% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate has guaranteed returns at maturity and no minimum opening balance for fast and easy opening. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/savesmart. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 5/27/25. Insured by NCUA.
Time on WOGO Sports. Great to have you with us here on Mogo Radio, WOGO Sports Live audio stream today on YouTube and Facebook. That is, of course, for those just joining us per WIA regulations. So no video streaming here, but good old-fashioned radio broadcast and streaming again at WOGO.com on YouTube and on Facebook. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika, Jason Bovey. It's Chippewa Falls. McDonald against Stevens Point. Pacelli. Pacelli is the number one seed. McDonald, the number four seed. McDonald will be leading off. And as we mentioned, there's probably a comfort level with the girls here, guys, because they're used to being a lower seed, used to not having the bottom of the inning be theirs and trying to start off hot here.
Yeah, again, it's that nothing to lose mentality, right?
Leading off for the
girls
Mets.
Know they've won. Left we're here. Time to make some waves, right?
Absolutely.
Kendall Heffler will stand in against a very incredible pitcher in Peyton Mansell. 15-1 record on the season, or only lost to DC Everest. He's here at D1. Opening pitch, swatted straight back.
Kendall was right on that pitch, right off the bat.
Mansell is a senior. An ERA of .07. She's allowed one earned run. Struck out 178.
And Caleb, you do such a great job announcing, because I think we've been kind of spoiled in getting used to having the video and not, you know, and so it's kind of like, oh, wait a minute, we got to remember that stuff too. It's, we kind of gotten spoiled with that.
Indeed, yeah.
Time to paint a better picture, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's our job. That's why there's three of us.
Yeah.
Upstairs.
High and inside.
2-2. Again, we're at the home of the Wisconsin Badgers, 225 feet to dead center field. And that red-hued fence here, motion W's in the left and right field corners.
It looks bigger than that, doesn't it?
It does look bigger than that.
Just off the outside edge, called strike three for the first out of the inning. Kendall Heffler goes down looking.
Good pitch there.
Brings up Keegan Winger.
And I think part of this is having seen Pacelli, you know, going and not having a... She's not new. The pitcher isn't new to them. And so just going in and being ready to call the strike on the inside on that one.
So 0-1 on Keegan Winger, McDonald Jr. first baseman. Inside pitch. Good velocity from Mansell.
And again, we got a different perspective again than what we've had before, right behind home plate here.
A little bit higher up. Beautiful facility here at Goodman.
Nice.
Line drive right to the shortstop. It's going to be a hard run for Keegan Winger. Throws it first in time for the second out. 6-3 on the put out there. And that was the shortstop.
Watching this pitch for Pichelli, it's not anything we haven't seen all year. I was expecting actually a lot faster.
Yep.
Girls are right on it.
They are. And, sometimes it just takes a little bit, and they'll find their groove.
Riley Christensen pops the first one out to Ava Test at short. And 1-2-3, McDonald goes down in sequence to start the first. Lot of game left. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac State Softball on WOGO Sports.
If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for getting a haircut at Great Clips." Yeah, you waited till the last minute, but with online check-in, you got in fast and left with a look you love. For a great cut in less time, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips. If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for going to Great Clips for a haircut." They had your details saved in Clip Notes, so all you had to do was relax, and your wallet got a nice break too. For the cut you love for less, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Welcome back to Goodman Diamonds in Madison. WIAA Division 4 State Softball Tournament. Caleb Swenson along with Chris Malika and Jason Bovey. Carter Jager, our board operator back in the WOGO studios in Hallie. McDonald went down 1-2-3 in the top of the first. Now Kelsey Bremnes in the circle for McDonald. She'll face Maddie Pianek, who pops one up. Keegan Winger calling everyone off. She will glove one pitch, one swing, one out.
Way to talk, ladies. We saw the last few games, we saw a little bit of communication issues with our ladies, and it was loud and clear that time.
It was definitely loud and clear. She kind of was like, "I've got this." So,
yep.
And again, that's important because you don't want any accidents out there. And so,
and getting that first out is huge.
Yes, it is. Shakes off some of those nerves.
Brings up Katie Ilka, 457 hitter.
Nice.
Swing and a miss. Pitch there from Kelsey Bremnes, the McDonald sophomore. Ilka is a senior center fielder, number 5. Driven in 18 on the season from her 2 slot. Inside pitch, ball 1. Bottom of the first. McDonald nothing, Pichelli nothing. Pichelli nothing, one away. For Stevens Point, Pichelli. Line drive, shallow center field, running up.
Nice Riley job,
Christensen
Riley. Good
on a
job,
dead run. We'll flip it back to the circle. Out number 2.
Yeah, she had to run up quite a bit on that one, kind of more than she's probably used to, but she did a great job.
Running is not an issue for her.
No, it's not. But I mean, typically she's not running a whole lot all over the field, so she does pretty good. So
definitely turned on the turbo speed there.
Yeah, she did.
Brings up Kaylin Yenter, the senior catcher, number 7, 479 hitter.
Nice. She'll there you go, Kelsey.
Strike one outside edge.
Way to go, Kelsey.
31 driven in for Yenter.
Yeah,
is the outside
nice
edge
pitch.
Again. Nothing in 2. The count early on against Kaylin Yenter for Kelsey Bremnes.
That pitch had some nice spin on it.
It did. It definitely did.
We do have an excellent vantage point here.
Yeah, it's very nice up here.
The 0-2 pitch, line drive, just hooks foul. That was hit sharply.
Solid. That was a solid hit.
Well, we got our Choice and Ford keys of the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice and Ford, in Chippewa Falls. And a reminder, River Country Co-op is proud to support our community. Download the River Country Co-op app for savings. And remember to gas up at the River Country Co-op Spirit Pump on River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every sale going toward McDonald Athletics. Another line drive, hooking foul. Baseline once again. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. A little bit hazy afternoon, but the sunshine peeking through. Not sure if that's Canadian wildfire smoke or just that we had a little precipitation earlier.
Yeah, I think it might be a combination of both, because...
Oh, 2-pitch outside.
Goodness knows, lately you don't really know.
That's what we were noticing on the drive up. We were asking ourselves the same question. It was pretty hazy.
Yeah.
One ball, two strikes with two away, none on. Line drive.
Oh, no, stop.
Right off the dirt. Throw to first.
She had her. She had her. Yep,
the umpire says yes. Keegan made
it. Good job,
catch.
Keegan.
She snatched that 2 inches off the ground. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds after one complete at Goodman. It's McDonald nothing but Chili nothing. This is Lady Mac State Softball on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the McDonald's softball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Lady Macs! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Lady Mac State Softball on WOGO Sports. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any questions. That's Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Grace Home Respiratory for McDonald. Kelsey Bremnes in the fourth spot. The cleanup hitter will lead off the inning. Remember, if your home or business needs a cleanup from fire, smoke, or water damage, or mold remediation, call the experts at Service Master Chippewa Valley. Service Master Trust comes in the yellow truck. Strike outside edge from Peyton Mansell.
And that first inning with our girls, that's what you want to see. You know, three up, three down, you know, you want to see that solid. And Keegan did a great job on that. Like you said, that's what you're taught to do when you make it. She did a great catch and so was just not sure. So she threw it to Hurst and did a great job.
Nothing in two on Kelsey Bremnes. When you need a plumbing repair or a building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing, trusted since 1951. Bowl and Prue Plumbing. 0-2 count, none on, none out. Top of the second, Kelsey Bremnes sends one way up in the air and out of the field.
We've seen that one two times this year.
Yep, exactly. It's like...
Got plenty of that one, but sent it sailing along the third baseline. The 0-2 once again. Swing and a miss. Down on strikes, Kelsey Bremnes. Brings up Claire Ruff. And Claire, guys, has been swinging a very hot bat. I mean, just that average creeping up. They're showing 417 on the field screen, the scoreboard out in center. But, again, by Game Changer stats, she's a lot higher than that. If you missed it, hitting 463, swing and a miss for strike one.
Yeah, she is, and you know, we had made light to it that some of them have come on so strong towards the end of the season here. And so I think no matter where the order is, you know, we've got some definitely strong.
Inside pitch called strike two.
Definitely inside corner on that one.
Yeah.
Nothing but strikes. That's here in this inning for Peyton Mansell. 1 out, none on. Top of the second, 0-2 pitch, fouled off and out of play along the first baseline over the top of the bleachers. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Lady Macs. 0-2 pitch inside. Good eye there holding off Claire Ruff.
With a smile. So I just posted on, I tagged Wogo and I tagged Jason our viewpoint of the field and everything like that. And so it's pretty awesome up here and being able to call the game from up here with this vantage point.
1-2 pitch, well outside. Two balls, two strikes for Claire Ruff, the sophomore shortstop. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Lady Max from Freeze Financial Group. Two balls, two strikes, one out, none on. Top of the second. Outside edge called strike three. Tough pitch there from Mantle.
You know, and this is, it's not characteristic of these girls to be striking out. And so I think, you know, getting some of the jitters out. It's definitely not characteristic of them.
Getting through one time through the order.
Yep.
You know, we'll be better the second, third time through. They're just getting the feel for
Yep,
for
exactly.
Lizzie Liebrandt, the sophomore catcher, number nine. She's hit three out of the park this season. Takes the ball upstairs.
What I'm noticing from Peyton in the circle here today is she's hitting her spots.
Yeah.
I mean, she's right on.
Yeah.
We heard from Coach Molsky. Mansell has been a four-year player, a three-plus-year starter at pitcher.
Yeah.
Strike outside, Connor.
You know, she knows her role. She knows her, you know, her job, and she does a great job at it. She's very solid
and
in
really,
that circle.
Really has put in the work.
Yep.
One ball, one strike, two away for Lizzie Liebrandt, the McDonald sophomore catcher. Swing and a miss. One and two. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. They give great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. McDonald goes down 1-2-3. All strikeout victims to Peyton Mansell. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Bottom of the second coming up from Goodman here at the state softball tournament. It's McDonald nothing, Pichelli nothing. Back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heese at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Lady Mac State Softball on WOGO Radio, WOGO Sports live audio stream today on YouTube, Facebook, and live streaming on our website, WOGO.com. Scoreless between McDonald and Stevens Point. Pichelli, bottom of the second here, a beautiful Goodman Diamond in Madison.
Not sure if you guys noticed all the stickers on the Max bus, but I need to give Rocky Kempe and the Raps guys in Chippewa a shout-out.
Yes.
They donated all the stickers for the bus and for all the parents' cars.
They've done that for several, you know, of the sports, and they do a great job, and so definitely appreciate that. And thanks, Rocky, for that, because it helps the girls. It makes them just kind of boosts their spirit when
Absolutely.
They see that.
Great community we have, and again, thank you to Rocky and the Rap guys for being part of that. One ball, one strike on the junior Amelia Martini, number 18, the second baseman cleanup hitter. And the order for head coach Ann Molsky and Stevens Point Pichelli. She's a 575 hitter. She's driven in 54. Changing speeds, ball two.
Come on,
Kelsey Bremnes. And a look at the season for Kelsey Bremnes. 111 strikeouts coming into this game.
As a sophomore, you know, and she, again, she's put in the work, too.
She's gotten better and better as the season's gone on. Trying to catch the outside edge and not quite. You could maybe hear the murmur from the crowd. Oh, no, they gave it to her.
Yep,
excuse me.
And you got to remember, too, Riley's pitched in a lot of games this year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep, she has. And again, the versatility of the team, you know, we've got to be able to pull Riley in or other players in.
2-2 pitch outside.
It's a great... to be able to have that.
If you're curious what your home or land is worth, or maybe you're looking to buy, call Sissy Knops of MSK Realtors. That's MSKRealtors.com. And Sissy Knops, we appreciate Sissy's support of McDonald softball here at State. Count is full. The payoff pitch popped high into the air. Shallow left
on,
field.
Kendall
Hoeffler coming up.
There
and
you go, Kendall.
The
Good
for
job.
The first out of the inning. Good battle there between Martini, the cleanup hitter, and Kelsey Bremnes, but Martini is retired for the first out of the inning.
You know, sometimes coming into fields like this, when it is a little bit bigger than what they're used to playing, sometimes that depth perception can be a little bit difficult, but they're doing a great job and, you know, playing their game.
Dave Attest, the senior shortstop, number 20, bats from the right.
Nice, Kelsey.
Kelsey Bremnes, again, painting the edges. Strike one.
You know, like Caleb said, it's about making 21 outs.
Yep.
Right, in the game, and the girls are making out so far.
Yeah, and that first one in each inning is always so important.
0-1 pitch, swing, and a miss.
Nice change.
Beautiful change up from Kelsey Bremnes. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc., always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss.
Kelsey,
the first punch
job.
Out at State for Kelsey Bremnes.
Nice
two
job,
away.
Kels.
Beautiful pitch there.
Her has it's been the Peyton season. Nelson. She's just staying calm and staying her, you know, collective self. She does such an amazing job at that.
Peyton Nelson, senior right fielder, number 14, batting sixth. I believe she's the first lefty in this lineup for Coach Molsky. Has that open stance. Ball outside. Two away for Stevens Point Pacelli. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Slocan and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Slocan and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying. Blocked well.
Nice job, Lizzie.
Lizzie Liebrandt. 2-0 the count on a ball low and in the dirt. Again, Heath Slocan and Associates owner Jason Heath, 715-720-4000. Professional Land Surveying, residential or commercial property, Heath Slocan and Associates LLC. 2-0 pitch. Trying to catch the outside edge. They wouldn't give it to her. 3-0.
Didn't miss by much.
Not by much at all. I was just thinking, though, we haven't really seen any slap left hitters. You know, the slap pitch.
The few couple games that you were gone, we did face a few.
Okay.
And they were always pesky hitter.
Yep. There you go, Kelsey.
3-0 pitch right down Bridge Street. Strike one. Three balls, one strike.
Pesky, you know, and stuff. When it's... because they get that little extra step.
Kaden Nelson, the senior, veteran in this Pacelli lineup. 3-1 pitch,
nice,
swing
Kelsey.
And a miss. Count is worked full. Kelsey Bremnes fighting her way back. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. 3-2. Bremnes, payoff pitch. It is popped high in the air to left field. Kendall Hoeffler circling underneath, makes
Kendall.
The grab. And they go down 1-2-3 in sequence for Pacelli. Once again, we head to the third. It's McDonald 0, Pacelli 0. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 18 Cenex locations. Knock one out of the park with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Don't forget to fill up at our Spirit Pump, where a percentage of every sale goes toward McDonald Athletics. Cover your bases with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud sponsors of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
McDonald Lady Mets softball at State. Kiara Leinenkugel striding to the plate from the right side. Number 5, first baseman senior, batting 7th. Facing Peyton Mansell for the first time. Mansell is able to paint the outside corner once again with a strike.
and I think it's gone kind of like we expected, you know, seeing the first couple of innings here and stuff kind of gone.
Feeling each other out.
Yep.
Swing and a miss from Leinenkugel. 0-2. Again, minimum number of batters faced by each pitcher. Mansell has struck out four. Carol Leinenkugel.
So the
open stance.
Fall Creek softball team just coming in. They're coming in on the backside here.
Good to see them. Thorpe, unfortunately, did follow in run rule fashion in the Division 5 semifinal to Almond Bancroft. But again, I think I saw Brandon Berg tweeted out 7 teams in the Western Clover Belt, right? And 3 of them are down here at State.
Yeah, wow. You're not seeing that.
Line at Google.
Just speaks of the level of talent that we have.
Brings up Aaliyah Bovey, the sophomore.
Second baseman, Aaliyah Bovey.
Batting 318, has driven in 9 on the season.
And we've talked about this, that her, you know, that doesn't really pay real, a true picture of how she's been coming later in the season here.
Trying to get the first hit off Peyton Mansell today as Mansell misses inside. Ball 1. For investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, reach out to Sam Rubens and Rubenzer Wealth Management. Outside corner, strike 1. 1-1 the count. Rubenzer Wealth Management, 715-835-2123, 835-2123. McDonald alum Sam Rubenzer and Rubenzer Wealth Management. The 1-1 to Aaliyah Bovey, swing and a miss. 1-2.
Solid swing.
McDonald order, again, seeing Peyton Mansell for the first time this season. Some of these girls for the first time ever. A 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Peyton Mansell. That gives her 6. Brings up Avery Bovey, the DP.
Designated player, Avery
Bovey.
You can
tell Jason's got a few nerves going on because he's kind of just quiet here recording, which is awesome. You know, proud dad moment for sure. Seeing both of his girls be playing here at Up at State.
Swing and a miss, Avery Bovey. 4-1, Peyton Mansell. As you mentioned, finding her spots, good velocity as well, too. Talented, talented Pacelli pitcher has only allowed 1 earned run. Swing and a miss, 0-2 on Avery Bovey. You're curious what your home or land is worth, or you're looking to buy, call Sissy Knops of MSK Realtors, MSKRealtors.com. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Peyton Mansell again works quickly through the McDonald lineup at the top of the order coming up when we come back in the fourth. Right now headed to the bottom of the third, back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac State Softball on WOGO.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Lady Mac State Softball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson along with Chris Malika and Jason Bovey. First pitch right down the middle. Strike 1. Miranda Johnson has come in at first. That first pitch was called ball 1. Miranda Johnson, number 20, the sophomore. At first base, ball 2 issued outside from Kelsey Bremnes. She's facing her counterpart, Peyton Mansell, the senior, number 13, the pitcher. Mansell hitting 286. Kelsey Giese comes in to bat for Mansell. Giese sends one out to center field. Riley drifts over, makes the catch. Solid contact.
It was Peyton that was hitting there.
Maybe they just had the wrong graphic up. Yeah, they're.
Yeah, they must have. Yeah, because it was Peyton that was.
So Mansell was solid contact, but Riley makes the out. Brings up Elevan Order, the junior left fielder, number 33. She's hitting 343.
Boy, these graphics are pretty nice for us to
they
have.
They really are. It's kind of nice to have. And back up. Strike one from Kelsey Bremnes. This lineup for Pacelli is hitting 426 as a team. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, that is very impressive.
Well, swing and a miss upstairs.
When you talk about this lineup, this is the team that run rules Randsburg, team that we saw towards the end of the season, and I mean, we were in a tight game with.
Yes.
They beat Almond Bancroft twice, and Bancroft just made pretty easy work of a very talented Thorpe team. Ball outside, 1-2. Only loss of the season for Pacelli with their 27-1 record was to DC Everest, who not only was at state as a 4 seed, but also won their quarterfinal matchup yesterday.
In walk-off fashion.
And yeah, Addy Cluck, 8 innings there, but Addy Cluck maybe the best in the state.
Come on.
High
pop
up infield, Keegan Winger calling
nice
for
job.
It. Loves it.
Nice call, Keegan.
Number 2.
Way to talk, ladies.
So Van Order, the second out of this third inning. We're in the bottom of the third. Scoreless right now between McDonald and Pacelli.
Riley's out there just having fun, you know, jamming
as always,
out there, as always.
Dancing.
Olivia's joining right with her.
I think they like the sound system here at Goodman.
Well, and it's fun. I mean, between each batters, I mean, we've had that. It's always nice when fun ones at, when you're at state to have that three, element Jayden brought in.
Stroik, now betting
right.
For the Cardinals.
Jayden Stroik, sophomore first baseman number 3, is now subbing into bats in that 9 spot. She will send a high fly ball hooking foul into the stands, bouncing off the aluminum seats.
Well, and I was just going to say, she's a very tall player, and with her, you know, she at first base, definitely, you know, those tall players help with that.
If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Another foul pop-up induced along the right side.
Come on, Kelsey, take her yourself, girl.
Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running, even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels when you need propane for your home or business. Quality Propane and Fuels. 0-2 count, 2 away, none on. The pitch, trying to catch the outside.
I thought it was going.
Lizzie did a great job framing it.
I know, I'm like,
ball one. That was close.
Lizzie's even asking me.
Was like, okay, what was different?
Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers, committed to our community, qualitypropaneandfuels.com. So 1-2 count, 2 away on Stroik. She'll send a line drive that's going to go all the way back to the wall in left center field. Riley's going to grab it for the first hit of the game for either team as Stroik a double. That'll bring up the top of the lineup. And that makes that call or non-call a little more conspicuous.
Yeah, exactly, because
from
our vantage point, it looked pretty darn good.
Top of the order coming up now, too.
Yeah.
So a runner in scoring position for Stevens Point Pacelli and Maddie Pianek, sophomore third baseman. Back up. Makes a pitch inside. Ball one. She popped out to Keegan Winger her first time up in Maddie Pianek.
Yep, just need to keep their solid defense here and keep their heads on, so we got it.
And first base runner of the game for either team. Ball two issued by Kelsey Bremnes. We're in the bottom of the third, scoreless at the moment. McDonald trying to keep it that way. Jayden Stroik, sophomore at second base.
There you go.
Catching the outside edge for strike one.
I know. Jason's hands go up, and I'm like, I know, but I don't understand what
to
was.
To be honest, that one maybe looked a little more outside.
Yeah. Same pitch.
Yep. Again, I agree with you, Caleb. It looked a little bit more outside than that last one, so it was.
2-1 pitch. Popped up. Foul territory.
Miranda.
First
on,
base line, and catching up in the net. Miranda Johnson giving chase, but couldn't get to it in time.
I don't think we mentioned that Miranda's in at first. And
I actually did mention it for
did
once.
You?
Usually I miss it, but
then I missed it. Sorry, Miranda. Glad you're there.
Two balls, two strikes. With two away and a runner at second. The pitch, hard shot. Yeah, deep.
Come on, Kendall.
Kendall,
you got it.
Going back to there the wall. Makes it over the shoulder catch. Ooh,
nice shot.
To end the inning.
It was a little bobbly there, I think, but you got it.
Scoreless tie remains. We head to the fourth. McDonald nothing, Pichella nothing. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Since 1951, Bowl and Prue Plumbing of Chippewa Falls has been a trusted name in our community. Fully licensed and insured, Bowl and Prue can help with any job, large or small. Whether you need a repair or are building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Commercial, agricultural, and residential service, including well pumps, septic systems, and lawn irrigation. Bowl and Prue Plumbing on River Street in Chippewa Falls and online at bowlandprue.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
WOGO Radio, WOGO Sports live video stream, live audio stream today. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika, Jason Bovey with you, Goodman Diamond, Carter Jagger back in the WOGO home base in Halley. Kendall Heffler, leadoff hitter for McDonald, is back at the plate. Takes ball one inside from Peyton Mansell. Mansell has struck out seven of McDonald's first nine hitters.
Chopper. Come on, Kendall.
To third, love there, throw to first in time. Well played by Matty Pianek.
You saw Kendall coming out showing bunt there. You know, coaches, you know, when you're in a tight game like this, you're facing a tough pitcher. Sometimes, you know, bunting, getting any sort of spark is what you're looking for as a coach. And she almost bounced that one over that third baseman's head.
Yes, she did. And that was, again, seeing
the miss from Keegan Winger.
Seeing her the second time around, you know, they know more so what to expect. So you'll see, I think we'll see more active hitting and stuff like that.
0-1 pitch, another swing and a miss, big cut from Keegan Winger. Again, Mansell is one of the best when it comes to pitchers in the state, but not unhittable for this talented McDonald lineup. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Peyton Mansell.
And Jason made like to, you know, we've seen strong pitchers, so it's just a matter of, you know, getting in there and your pace.
Riley Christensen.
One would think that she's pitching on the next level somewhere next year for college.
You would think so, yeah, with her, yes, absolutely.
Coach Molsky mentioned Mansell has worked very, very hard to develop the talent that she has. Put in a lot of time, unseen by many in the public, but you see it between the lines.
Come on, Riley.
Shot to short, glove there, throw to first in time. Quickly scooped up by Ava Tess to James Stroik. McDonald goes down 1-2-3. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Our score remains McDonald nothing, Pichelli nothing. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Rubenzer Wealth Management is proud to back the Max and wishes McDonald Softball the best of luck in the playoffs. Whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let Rubenzer Wealth Management cover your bases towards financial security. Reach out to McDonald alum Sam Rubenzer and the Rubenzer Wealth Management team by calling 715-835-2123. That's 835-2123.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Welcome back to Lady Mack Softball, live from Goodman Diamonds in beautiful Madison, Wisconsin. Sun-soaked home of the Wisconsin Badgers. We are in the bottom of the fourth in this WIAA Division IV state semifinal. Scoreless between McDonald and Stevens Point. Pacelli, Lady Mack's number 4 seed. Pacelli, the 1 seed. McDonald 17-8. Pacelli 27-1. First pitch misses inside for Kelsey Bremnes, facing Katie Ilka, the senior center fielder who popped out to Riley Christensen her first time up. Shout out to Greg and Sue Stewart from WOGO listening in South Florida.
You know, we talked, you know, earlier in the broadcast how solid of a hitting team this is, and for Kelsey to, you know, first three innings, we couldn't have asked for any more with her in the circle.
Yeah. Just need some run support. Pop up deep infield, and going over to make the grab just beyond second base is Aaliyah Bowie, and Ilka is retired on the pop out.
You know, and as a sophomore too, you know, Kelsey, just sometimes those nerves come in, and not having been on this stage, you know, and so she's very showing her solid game.
If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the Glass Leaders, White City Glass. Right down the center for strike one.
You know, just like our girls going through the second, you know, they're getting their second time. These Pacelli girls are getting their second crack now, too. So.
Absolutely. And so that's where our defense needs to come in, and they're solid play.
And Yenter is a 479 hitter, the senior. She'll foul one right back toward us. Remus ahead in the count. 0-2.
Come on, Kelsey, take her yourself, girl.
Well, River Country Co-op is proud to support our community. Download the River Country Co-op app for savings. And remember to gas up at the River Country Co-op Spirit Pump on River Street in Chippewa Falls, where a percentage of every sale goes toward McDonald Athletics. 0-2 pitch, popped foul, giving chases Miranda Johnson, and it gets over the net and on top of the McDonald dugouts. Do it again at 0-2.
You know, Miranda and Lizzie both did a great job running over there to try, you know, for the possibility to catch that if they had a chance.
One away, bottom of the fourth. 0-2 count on Kaylin Yenter, the senior, number 7, batting from the right. She'll pop one foul again, this time opposite side, third baseline.
Come on, Kelsey. You got it.
Five hits on the season for Kaylin Yenter.
I was like, where'd you get that one from? And then I saw it on the board.
And make it 36, unfortunately. As she swats one out to left. And only the second hit of the game allowed by Kelsey Bremnes, but Yenter is aboard after a good battle.
Second baseman,
brings up Amelia Martini, the junior second baseman, number 18, 575 hitter, talented young lady, is Martini. I believe she got significant playing time a couple years ago when McDonald battled Pacelli here in a state semi.
First real base runner with less than two outs.
Yep.
First pitch misses from Kelsey Bremnes.
Yeah, the girls just need to play their game, their defense, you know, keep going, backing behind Kelsey, so.
1-0 count, runner at first, one out. Pitch wide of the mark.
She's taking a pretty good leap on first there. I wouldn't be surprised if Lizzie at some point tries to toss it over there.
Two balls, no strikes on Amelia Martini. With a runner at first and one away here in the fourth. Fouled off. Over our heads and out of play. 2-1. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Max from Freeze Financial Group. Two balls, one strike. Kelsey Bremnes, the kick and the pitch, trying to get Martini to chase, and Martini does not. 3-1.
She's trying to hit that outside edge.
Sometimes you call that outside pitch, so you can get your catcher can get in the spot to make that anticipate that skill a little better.
The 3-1 fouled away up into the net.
Okay, Kelsey, you got two. Take her yourself.
Three balls, two strikes. Martini steps out for a moment. straightens the batting helmets. And we'll dig back in from the right side. Kelsey Bremnes. The 3-2 pitch. Grounded sharply to Claire Ruff. Throw to second for
yep.
one.
There you go.
There.
Nice.
Lead off runner
nice
retired.
Job,
Aaliyah Bobe covering the base, and that was good speed from Yenter.
Yeah, that was she was there.
That was a well hit ball.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Claire did a nice job fielding
grounding
it.
Grounding that, yep.
Martini reaches on the fielder's choice.
A bang bang play. You know, I think they're going to.
Coach Molsky, I believe, wants just confirmation.
She might be
appealing that yep.
play.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a bang-bang play. I mean,
it was.
And sharply hit
Claire
ball.
Did a great job fielding that and getting it to Aaliyah. So
they will stay with the call. So two away, runner at first. That's Martina brings up Ava Tess, the senior, shortstop number 20. She struck out. Back in the second.
The shortstop, Ava Tess.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Two away, one on. In the bottom of the fourth, scoreless here at Goodman Diamond in Madison. Division 4 state semifinal. Pitch inside, ball one. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika, Jason Bovey, your WOGO Sports broadcast team. Carter Jagger back in the WOGO studios in Halley. Things running smoothly for our radio broadcast and audio-only live stream.
Thank you, Carter.
Upstairs, ball two.
I'm used to looking around. Like, where's Carter
exactly,
and where's the ladder?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking, too. It's like, we're used to seeing him.
Yeah, we miss having Carter and Sam along with us.
Yeah. They're like part of the team.
Two balls, no strikes, two outs, one on.
There.
Swing
nice
and a miss.
Shot, Kelsey.
Swings there, Kelsey Bremnes. Still trying to battle back against Ava Tess. Whether you're a contractor, a business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977, 723-2977. Bunt.
Oh.
Popped foul. Lizzie Liebrand made a flailing dive trying to grab that one. Strike two. Again, H&R Electric always proud to back the Lady Max. Thank you to Jake and the crew, H&R Electric.
Yeah, Jake's the whole crew are here. Cheering on Kendall, and they always bring a nice crowd too, those Hefflers.
It's a family affair. that's pretty cool to see.
It is, absolutely.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch popped up high in the infield. Keegan Winger says clear away, and she
there
will
go.
Grab it.
Good job, Keegan.
Swirling a bit the winds here at Goodman, but Keegan has a solid glove once again, and we head to the fifth. Our score. McDonald nothing, Pichella nothing. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Hi, Chippewa fans. My name is Sissy Knops. I'm a realtor with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Here's a pop quiz. Do you know the current value of your home? I help clients in the Chippewa Valley answer this question in order to get their home sold for top dollar. I can also help you write a winning offer on a home in today's competitive market. So if you're looking to buy or sell your home, cabin, or piece of land, contact me, Sissy Knops of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, 715-828-0903.
If your hair could talk, it would probably say, thanks for getting a haircut at Great Clips. Yeah, you waited till the last minute, but with online check-in, you got in fast and left with a look you love. For a great cut in less time, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips. If your hair could talk, it would probably say, thanks for going to Great Clips for a haircut. They had your details saved in clip notes, so all you had to do was relax. And your wallet got a nice break, too. For the cut you love for less, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips.
Well, it's the cleanup hitter, Kelsey Bremnes, leading off the fifth for McDonald. If your home or business needs a cleanup from fire, smoke, or water damage, or mold remediation, call the experts at Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Service Master, trust comes in the yellow truck. Kelsey Bremnes, hard shot to short, glove there, throw to first, and plenty of time. Ava Tess to Jaden Troikis, another 6-3 putout.
Kelsey Bremnes has been swinging a broken bat the last for the last part of this season, her dad was telling me, she's breaking in a new bat today.
Well, she got a hit with it.
Yeah.
And that's hard. You know, when you're so used to a certain bat
right.
and switching, it's hard.
Claire Ruff comes up for the second time. She struck out in the second to Peyton Mansell. Inside pitch. Called strike.
You know, and as Jason, we made light to, this is, you know, their second time around and seeing this pitcher. And so let's go. Let's...
8 strikeouts in the first 4 innings for Peyton Mansell, who deals well over the head of her catcher, Kaylin Yenter.
Very uncharacteristic of her.
Just kind of wish we had someone on.
The call on the field is a leadoff pitch. The count moves to 2-0. Correction. 1-1.
1-1 is the count.
Not sure what she did on that illegal pitch.
Yeah.
Maybe a double tap. I wasn't.
The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Claire Ruff maybe got a little piece of it, but
you almost wonder on her stride too, if you watch, if some of her stride's a little bit wide. But
one away, 1-2. We're in the top of the 5th. I did it again. I touched my hair and came away with lots of glitter in my hand. See if the good luck glitter. We need it to start coming into play here. 2-2.
Just watching that pitch there reminded me of Stratford immediately. She's starting on that, which will be our left, far left, and she's right on the edge of that what would be line.
Yeah.
2-2 pitch.
And that's what I'm saying. That I'm wondering if that may be. So we're talking about, the good luck glitter. It's like coming into work, but I know I had a fun time trying to get it out of my hair. I can imagine you guys trying to get it out
of
your
hair. Honestly, it came out pretty easily. I was a little disappointed.
Well, I have my long hair, and it didn't.
2-2 with 1 away, none on for McDonald here in the 5th. Claire Ruff at the plate. She'll pop one high into the air. Second baseman reaches up, makes the grab. Amelia Martini for the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Lizzie Liebrand for McDonald.
Catcher Lizzie
Liebrand. Lizzie, 345 hitter. So McDonald making some contacts here. So far the same results, as they've had the minimum amount of batters so far for Peyton Mansell. Swing and a miss for Lizzie Liebrand. You know, when it's not the team we broadcast for, I think it's all right to say Peyton Mansell's working on a perfect game right now, and I know there's such a thing as a broadcaster jinx, and honestly, we're going to do whatever we can. 0-1 pitch misses inside.
I agree. We can do as much as
we need. 1-1. With all due respect to our opponent, Stevens Point Pacelli, wonderful program, incredibly talented, but we need a hit here. 1-1, 2 away.
Come on.
Little pop up and gloved at first by Jaden Stroik. And so McDonald goes down in sequence once again. We head to the bottom of the 5th. Our score remaining, McDonald nothing, Pacelli nothing. Back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max, State Softball.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald baseball and softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Scoreless in this Division 4 state semifinal WIA girls softball tournaments. Goodman Diamond in Madison, home of the Wisconsin Badgers. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika, Jason Bowman here at Goodman. Our audio producer at the WOGO studios in Halley is Carter Jagger. 103.1 FM AM 680, live audio streaming WOGO.com or the WOGO Radio Facebook page or the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Opening salvo.
Nice job, Kelsey.
Kelsey Remnes paints the outside edge for strike one. Second time facing the lone lefty in this lineup, Kaden Nelson, the senior right fielder, number 14. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in
two. She swung hard at that one.
Yes, she did.
And we've seen both pitchers allowing a little bit more contact. Couple hits allowed for Kelsey Remnes, a double and a single. Peyton Mansell has yet to allow a hit. 0-2 pitch. Line drive just hooked foul on the first baseline. Good piece of that one from Kaden Nelson. one could have been a little trouble if it had stayed fair.
Yeah, you know, when that came off the bat, it was like a little nerve-wracking, but then it hooked, and so it was nice that it went foul there. Olivia did a great job in getting over there right away, though, too.
Yep.
So.
0-2 pitch. Line for a base hit to left field. Claire. Just a little too tall for Claire Ruff to grab.
Okay, a little bobble
in the infield, but McDonald able to hold Nelson at first. But that's just the third hit allowed. And Nelson starts off the fifth, getting aboard for the Pichelli Cardinals.
Peyton Mansell.
Allowed out to center field.
Yeah, she hit that ball well in her first at bat.
Yeah, she did.
That was back in the third.
This looks like Coach Pichelli might be putting on something to try and get a runner in the scoring position.
Yeah.
Scoreless here in the bottom of the fifth. Line drive by Mansell.
The same spot, I think that one was, right over Claire's head.
Nice piece of hitting by Mansell and Nelson back to back. Shelly trying to put something together here in the fifth. Ella Van Order coming up, the junior left fielder number 33. She popped out to Keegan Winger at third base her first time up.
And those are those little bloopers like that right over short. Those are hard because it's like, you know, it's not real. It's hard to field those.
Yeah.
We have a courtesy runner coming in for Mansell.
Mansell, number 8, Kelsey
Easy. Kelsey Easy, courtesy runner at first base.
Okay, ladies, let's go.
Left fielder, Ella Van Order.
So Van Order at the plate with one in scoring position, two on and none out. Best opportunity so far for either team.
First real test will be right here.
Yep.
No score here, but two on and none out. In the bottom of the fifth, for Stevens Point Pichelli showing bunt, runners threatening to move. They'll head back to their respective bases. A strike one issued from Kelsey Grembis. When you need a plumbing repair or are building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Bowl and Prue Plumbing, trusted since 1951. 0-1 pitch, showing bunt dropped beautifully in front of first base. The throw to first, and it's
come on, get it.
Come in to score. It's 1-0 Pichelli. A misplay at first on a low throw.
Definitely strategic with that bunt.
It was a tough throw.
Yeah.
Coming from Keegan. He kept the ball in front of her.
Yeah.
Good job on that, but that's a tough play for anybody to make.
That is definitely hard.
And Winger scooped it up. It was just perfectly placed right in front of home. Now runners at first and third with one in and none out as Pichelli cracks the goose egg on the scoreboard first. They lead 1-0.
Pichelli to run here.
Van Order showing bunt. Runner takes second. Easy is at third. Van Order now at second.
Come on, ladies, let's get this first out.
So now two in scoring position. And an 0-1 count. Still with none out. Line drive hit deep to right field. Olivia Wolf.
Nice, there you go. Come on, bring it
in. Runner's going to tag. Throw will not be in time. It's 2-0 Pichelli with one out.
Olivia did a great job getting that in right away after that catch.
That ball was hit hard.
It was hit hard. Definitely.
Third baseman, Maddie Pionic.
Pionic at the top of the order. Now comes up to the plate. 0-for-2 on the day with a pop out and a fly out. Runner at third. Pionic sends the first one. She sees out to Riley.
Nice.
Who catches it on a dead run. Runner's going to try to tag. Riley the throw home and it's dropped.
Good try, ladies.
Good throw by Riley, but unfortunately, Lizzie couldn't quite handle it. It's 3-0. Pichelli.
What a catch.
Riley,
yeah, she came running. Yeah, dead sprint after that. Great catch.
That, you just said it. She's on a dead sprint.
Yeah.
Making that catch. I mean, she's got to get herself
turned around.
Placed. Yeah, because you got to come up and make a throw. She knew it, but I mean, it just takes a second when you're running that fast.
Yeah, and she did a great job, and it was a great throw. It just kind of the angle of it with Lizzie, and so they did a great job on that. Couldn't have asked. I mean, realistically, couldn't have asked for any better from that.
Ilka sends a fly ball out to left field. Kendall Heffler grabs it right near the third baseline.
now. We go to our three.
We head to the sixth. Our new score, Pacelli 3, McDonald nothing. We are back in 60 seconds. Lady Mack State Softball on WOGO.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the McDonald's softball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Lady Macs! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Allie O'Clair, Chippewa Falls. It's go time for McDonald. They now trail 3-0 after Pacelli breaks through in the bottom of the fifth with three runs. And now the number one seed
for the Mags to lead off the sixth. Number five.
Pacelli Cardinals trying to continue shutting down McDonald offensively. Kiara Leinenkugel hoping to have something to say about that, the senior. Swing and a miss to Peyton Mansell. Mansell again, as we mentioned, working on a perfect game. The fifth was the only inning she did not record a strikeout. She struck out seven of the first nine batters she faced. Leinenkugel fouls one up and out of play. 0-2. So McDonald had a little bit more contact in the fifth.
Caleb, did you say perfect game?
I did.
Good. Jinxing it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
0-2 count on Leinenkugel. Well inside.
So I'm going to take a little bit of a second here and do a shout out to my granddaughters who are listening right now. Rory, Ari, and Addie. So when I left this morning, they were not happy with me. So I told them I'd give a shout out to them.
Grandma had important work to do here today, girls.
Yep.
Swing and a miss, Carolina.
Nice change up on that one.
Good pitch by Mansell.
Speaking of grandmas, Grandma Bobby's at home listening as well.
Perfect. We've given a shout out to her before, so.
Second baseman.
Right, we have the Good Luck Glitter. We've tried putting in place the broadcaster jinx. We've got the Good Luck Grandmas.
Yep. There you
well.
Go. Hey.
Yes.
Whatever we can do here. Inside pitch to Aaliyah Bovey. Strike one. One away for McDonald. Look at the season for Aaliyah, 318 average. Again, most of these McDonald hitters only seeing Mansell for the second time because she's worked so quickly through the lineup. Swing and miss. 0-2. Avery Bovey due up. Senior DP. 3-0. Pacelli leads McDonald. It's been a battle here. The Cardinals finally breaking through. Inside pitch. Good eye from Bovey holding off. One ball, two strikes. State semifinal. Winner plays about 10:30 Saturday morning after the conclusion of the D5 championship. Bovey swats it foul.
Come on,
on
Leah,
the first base line. One ball, two strikes. Northwestern Bank building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 1-2 count. One away was the lone inning. She didn't strike anyone out. It's almost as if she can hear you, and she strikes out the first two batters she faces in this inning.
We retract that.
Swing and miss from Avery Bovey.
Come on, Avery. You got this, girl.
Leave that one up there, Aves. Come on, girl.
Hitting 314 on the season with seven driven in.
So according to my daughter, my granddaughter thinks she's famous now, running around saying she heard her name on the radio. So.
There you go. You are famous. One ball, one strike. It's missing from Mansell.
It means you need to behave, Arabella.
Two away for McDonald and the senior Avery Bovey. 1-1 count. Swing and a miss.
Good swing.
1-2. Mansell, one of the best in the business when it comes to pitchers in the state of Wisconsin. We'll see if McDonald can Get a rally going here. 1-2 count, two away. The pitch outside. Oh, tough pitch. Called strike three. That'll end the inning for the Lady Max as Mansell strikes out the side, and her perfect game continues. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max State Softball on WGO Sports.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Lady Mac softball live from Goodman Diamond in Madison. You're in the bottom of the sixth. McDonald trailing the number one seed, Stevens Point Pacelli, 3-0. Kalen Yenter, the catcher, 479 hitter, pops the first one up, foul territory, run behind
right
the plate, and it goes over the net. And out of play into the Pacelli fan section. Yenter, the senior. Lined out to Keegan Winger in the first, and then she singled in the fourth. Put out at second later on in that inning. Scoreless through the first four for both teams, then three put on the board for Pacelli in the last inning. Pitch misses outside, 1-1. WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us, live from Goodman and Madison. Popped up over our heads. There's a net over the top of us. 1-2, and the ball comes rolling back into the field of play. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. They give great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. 1-2 counts for Kelsey Bremnes. The pitch. And hit sharply foul along the first baseline and out of the building.
The sound effects are pretty awesome. You know, Kelsey's doing a great job staying, you know, collected in there, you know, doing her job. She's doing a great job. Couldn't ask for anything better in there from her.
Count at 1-2, none outs. The pitch, lined right back to Bremnes. She will glove,
scoop,
throw to first.
Good
to
job,
put
ladies.
Out Yenter for the first out of the inning. So Yenter has put away 1-3. That'll bring up Amelia Martini, the junior second baseman, number 18, cleanup hitter.
Amelia Martini.
She's had a fly out to Kendall Heffler in the second, then reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth. 575 hitter, probably the most talented in the Pacelli lineup.
Yeah, 575 is nothing to blink at.
No.
Pitch outside, ball one from Kelsey Bremnes. 3-0 McDonald trails. If you're just joining us, we are in the bottom of the sixth. Again, it was scoreless through four. Great pitcher's duel going on. Peyton Mansell from Stevens Point. Pacelli has 11 strikeouts, working on a perfect game. McDonald hoping to change that next inning. Line shot to Claire Ruff, and she gloves it 3 inches
great
off
job,
the dirt.
Claire.
Here at Goodman for the second out of the inning.
Nice grab.
One of those times it really is a shame that we're not live video streaming because I wish you all could see what we just saw.
I mean, she just squatted down and grabbed that and just did a great job.
Ava Test, the senior, five hitter for Coach Ann Molsky, senior shortstop number 20. She'll line the first one out to left field. Long run for Kendall Heffler, and that's all the way back to the wall. Test at second. She'll hit the brakes there. It's a two-out double for Stevens Point Pacelli. Of the game for Ava Tess, the senior. Brings up Kaden Nelson, the senior. Right fielder, number 14, six hitter. She's 1-for-2 on the day, a single and a run score. McDonald trailing 3-0, two away. And now now a runner in scoring position, and the lefty Nelson hasn't been easy to put out today.
Her eyes just lit up like a
blink of takes ball one. 1-0 counts. Two away. With danger at second in Ava Tess. 3-0 McDonald trails here in the sixth. Changing speeds, Kelsey Bremnes. Rise ball for strike one. 1-1 counts. Caleb Swenson.
Come on, Kelsey.
Along with Jason Bovey.
Oh, good job,
miss.
Kelsey.
Chris Malika. 1-2 counts.
Come on, Kelsey. You got her.
One ball, two strikes, two away, runner at second. 3-0 ball game, McDonald trailing here at State. The pitch, swing and a miss, and a big punch-out to end the inning for Kelsey Bremnes. McDonald has three outs remaining to try to extend their season. We'll see if there's some McDonald magic on the way in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 18 Cenex locations. Knock one out of the park with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Don't forget to fill up at our Spirit Pump, where a percentage of every sale goes toward McDonald Athletics. Cover your bases with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud sponsors of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
We are in the top of the seventh here at State. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika, Jason Bovey with Kendall Heffler coming to the plate for the third time today. McDonald down to their final three outs.
Rally cap.
Yep.
Gotta get the rally caps, the good luck glitter going on. McDonald trailing 3-0.
The position we want, you know, top of the order.
1-2-3 coming up against Peyton Mansell. She struck out 11. She's working on a perfect game. Can McDonald start off by breaking up that perfect game and then try and claw their way back into this one, trailing 3-0.
Which they can do.
Opening salvo, showing bunt, pulling it back. Kendall Heffler, ball one.
One thing we found out throughout this season, that these girls have fight. They're not going to give up.
No, they're not just going to.
It's made.
Yep.
Kendall looking for her first hit of the day, the senior. She'll bunt it foul for strike one.
Well, and Kendall has proven her bunting ability, you know.
And she had told us at the end of that sectional final, Saturday's her birthday, and she very much wants to be playing softball on her birthday.
Yeah.
One ball, one strike. Mansell, the talented senior, upstairs, all two. And third time through the McDonald order. Minimum number of batters faced for Peyton Mansell. The 2-1 pitch, all strike. 2-2, outside corner.
Come on, Kendall, you got this.
3-0 McDonald trails, top of the seventh on a gorgeous day here in Madison. The 2-2 pitch outside, count has worked full. Three balls, two strikes on the senior left fielder, Kendall Heffler. Say, what does Kendall have up her sleeves? But she's got them rolled up. Mansell, the payoff pitch, foul back.
Staying alive, Kendall. You got
up
it,
into
girl.
The
Come
media
on.
Section. Kendall Heffler steps out, takes a practice cut or two along that third baseline.
This is my last at bat. I'm going down with the fight.
I'm fighting.
Three balls, two strikes.
Come
Peyton
on, girl.
Mansell once again with the payoff pitch. Inside, ball one. Ball four, excuse me, and the first base runner of the game.
But he made me a little nervous how he moving out there thinking he was going to call her out. I was like, he made me a little nervous. So I'm like, woo!
So the perfect game is no more.
Yeah.
And Keegan Winger comes to the plate with the first McDonald base runner of the day. Good speed. Kendall Heffler at first. Kendall ready to roll. Strike one. Issued by Peyton Mansell.
And right now we need base runners.
Yep.
Right? I mean, we don't have to worry about
stealing quite yet.
Nope.
Let's just get some base runners.
But Keegan needs to, you know, she's a solid batter, so.
0-1, fouled back. 0-2. Takes the bunt out of the equation. Keegan Winger, McDonald, junior third baseman. With the senior Kendall Heffler at first. McDonald with none out, top of the seventh, trailing 3-0 here at State. Heffler again looking to take off. Pitch misses.
Oh goodness,
what? That was a delayed strike three call. Wow.
Yeah, that
brings up Riley Christensen.
How...
That was a very late strike three call.
Riley Christensen. Mm.
Well, and Kendall had taken a pretty good jump there on first, and so the catch was there, but that was a surprise on that one.
I wonder
one.
If that played up asked for an appeal on that. Well, no, she didn't
no,
even swing.
No, she didn't swing.
Riley Christensen takes the ball inside.
That was, man, that was like 1, 2, 3, 4, I'm calling you, strikeout.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we were moving on. And
exactly.
And then the call came. Kelsey Bremnes now on deck.
Well, and mom even over
one
here
away.
Was kind of like, what?
Yeah.
Keegan's mom, so...
1-0 pitch, Riley fouls it into the net, first baseline, 1-1.
Come on.
Riley Christensen on the day. Hasn't struck out, she popped out to short, then a ground out to short in the first and fourth innings respectively. Two outs remaining in the season for McDonald. Foul back by Riley, 1-2.
Come on, Riley.
Cut on that one. Peyton Mansell is not allowed a hit. Now we say, again, she was working a perfect game. Now she's working on a no-hitter.
Well, hopefully we put a stop to that, too.
One ball, two strikes. The pitch, fouled back. Riley
keep
fighting it off.
There, Riley. Keep swinging in there, girl.
She'll stalk along that third baseline. A couple practice cuts. Riley
Come
Christensen.
On,
Riley. McDonald's sophomore center fielder. And
you
pitcher
this,
as well. One ball, two strikes, one away. Kendall Heffler anxiously awaiting contact at first. Fouled high into the air. First base line, and it sails out of play as two Cardinals chasing that one.
Well, that was one of them. We were willing it to go out of bounds.
So we'll do it again at 1-2. Riley Christensen again out of the box. Now she'll dig back in. Heffler at first, one away. McDonald trailing 3-0, top of the seventh. Mansell the pitch, swing and a miss. Drop third
Come
strike
on, Kendall.
To throw to second. Kendall dives in and she's safe. The ball sails out to center field. Riley Christensen is the second out of the inning. But Heffler in scoring position at second.
Come on, Kels.
Kendall caught herself, you know, it was almost like a delayed steal there called. And when I looked up, she was right there in the middle. And, like, catcher had the ball up.
Yep.
And it's like, I got to go.
You got to go. Yep.
She got in there, thankfully.
Yes.
No one wants the game to end on that.
No.
So Kelsey Bremnes.
Come on, Kels.
McDonald down to their final out. Where's that max magic here? Swing and a miss by Bremnes.
Solid swing. That was a solid swing by Kelsey. She just needs to...
Kendall Heffler, this senior, at second base. McDonald trailing 3-0, top of the seventh. Stevens Point Pacelli, two-time defending D5 state champions, trying to advance to the state championship game in Division 4. Mansell the pitch, fouled off along the first base line. 0-2, the Lady Macs down to their final strike.
Kelsey's sister thought she had that foul ball. But...
Kendall Heffler at second.
Come on, ladies, you got this. Two outs. You know how we go at this.
Two out hitting, two strike hitting. We talk about it every broadcast. The 0-2 pitch hit high and hooking foul along the third baseline. Kelsey Bremnes again has sent a couple sailing through the air here at Goodman, but just foul on that third baseline. So just keep it fair. Certainly the power is there. Nothing in two with two away. Heffler, the senior left fielder at second. Kelsey Bremnes, sophomore pitcher, has really been strong today in the circle, trying to help her cause. The 0-2 pitch, call strike three to end the game. A fantastic no-hitter from Peyton Mansell. And McDonald is shut out here at State. Great game.
You know,
these are always hard. These are the hard ones, you know. And they played such a solid game. They did. They played a good game. And
no runs. No.
They ran into one of the best pitchers in the state. Again, a .07 ERA, just one earned run from Peyton Mansell all throughout the season. And she struck out 14 batters, took a perfect game into the seventh. One walk allowed, ended up striking out 14. And a lot of times we see that's what it takes to succeed here at State is having a pitcher who's just lights out. And to be honest, our sophomore pitcher was pretty lights out in this game as well, too.
Kelsey did a great job.
A lineup that hits 426, and Kelsey was shutting this lineup out through the fourth. Pacelli, very, very talented, broke through with three runs in the fifth, and that's all they got. That was, unfortunately, all they needed, but McDonald, what a fantastic season it is here in the state semifinal.
What a fantastic pitcher. That's probably the best pitching performance I've ever saw. I mean, that's a dominant pitcher. And when you come into these games, you don't want to beat yourself. You want to get beat. If you're going to get beat, just get beat. Right. And this team,
I think McDonald, though, very much proved that they belong. When you look at what Pacelli did to so many teams, Grantsburg beat him, I believe, 5-0, beat Almond Bancroft twice. Those are two teams that are here at State. Their only loss to DC was in the state semifinal at Division I. They have played, I believe, the stat was that they are 4-1 against other teams here at State. Just a phenomenal, phenomenal team. And Stephen Point Pacelli and McDonald, I think, earned a lot of respect.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Nothing to hang their head on. The first time he innings, 3 up, 3 down on both sides. And so they came in and had definitely solid. And, these games are always hard. And they're always to see the end of it. But, later in life, they'll look at it. Hey, we were meant to be there.
We'll be about to be back right after. After this, again, don't go away. Please join us as we recap the season and this incredible run back to state for the McDonald Lady Macs program. They fall here at Goodman Diamond in the WIA Division 4 state semifinal. Stevens Point Pacelli 3-0. We're back in 3 minutes. We've got the Great Clips Great Plays of the Game coming up, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details and clip notes so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great. We're back in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the McDonald's softball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Lady Macs! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 18 Cenex locations. Knock one out of the park with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Don't forget to fill up at our Spirit Pump, where a percentage of every sale goes toward McDonald Athletics. Cover your bases with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud sponsors of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948. Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Show here on WOGO Sports, live from Goodman Diamond in Madison. We'll give final thoughts on McDonald's season as it comes to a close to Stevens Point Bocelli 3-0 here in the WIA Division 4 state final. But first, it's time for the Great Clips Great Plays of the Game, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details and clip notes so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Let's hear how it sounded here on WOGO Sports in the state semifinal from Goodman Diamond in Madison. With two away, none on. Line drive,
oh, nice job,
right off the dirt. Throw to first.
She had her. First, she had her. Yep,
the umpire
yep.
says yes. Keegan,
good
the
job,
catch.
Keegan.
She snatched that 2 inches off the ground. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds after. Game job. Kelsey Bremis. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter Inc. always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss.
Kelsey,
and the first
good
punch
job.
Out at state for Kelsey Bremnes.
Nice
two
job,
away.
Kels. Sorry, Miranda. Glad you're there.
2 balls, 2 strikes. With 2 away and a runner at second. The pitch. Hard shot.
Back,
deep.
Come on, Kendall.
Kendall,
you've got it.
Going back to there the wall.
Go.
Makes
good
it
job,
over
Kendall.
The shoulder
Ooh,
catch.
Nice job,
to end the inning.
Ooh, it was a little bobbly there, I think, but she got it.
Scoreless time. Kelsey Bremnes, 3-0 McDonald trails. If you're just joining us, we are in the bottom of the sixth. Again, it was scoreless through four. Great pitcher's duel going on. Peyton Mansell from Stevens Point. Bocelli has 11 strikeouts, working on a perfect game. McDonald hoping to change that next inning. Line
oh,
shot
nice right
to Claire Ruff, and she gloves it 3 inches
great
off
job,
the dirt.
Claire.
Here at Goodman for the second out of the inning.
Nice Ooh. Grab.
Chris okay, Malika. Girl. 1-2 count.
Come on, Kelsey. You got her.
1 ball, 2 strikes. 2 away, runner at second. 3-0 ball game. McDonald trailing here at State. The pitch. Swing
yes!
and a miss and a big
great
punch
job,
out
Kelsey.
To end the inning for Kelsey Bremnes. McDonald has 3 outs remaining to try to extend their season. And that's how it sounded as McDonald's season does come to a close here. Your Great Clips Great Plays of the Game brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. 3-0, but again, Chris Malika and Jason Bovey, as we put a wrap on this one, it really was a game where McDonald, I think, proved that they absolutely belonged here. And we'll say so long again here on our live video stream. I know there's folks waiting for the spot here at Goodman, but it really was a season to remember for McDonald and a lot of youth. We want to recognize the seniors quickly before we go here as well, too. But I think they again, proved to everyone here at Goodman that they were not going to just let a dominant number one seed roll over them and scoreless through four and end up falling 3-0. What a game.
Exactly. I mean, you know, to go against this pitcher and be scoreless, you know, through four, you know, that was an amazing thing. And a shout out, you know, like you said, to Kendall, Olivia, Kiara, and Avery.
Yeah.
They're great girls, and we appreciate everything that they have done for us throughout the program. And it's just, hold your heads high. I know this is hard, but hold your heads high because you did a great job and you were meant to be here.
Absolutely. We talked in the sectional final game on the seniors we lost last year. I mean, big, big players on this team. Katie Ruff, Morgan Wirtz, Abby Brazino, Aubrey Dorn. And for this team, to make it here.
Yeah. And again, I know
it's pretty special.
It's an emotional thing. I know going into the Father's Day weekend and for Avery and her senior season, to be able to end her season here at Goodman. Of course, we all wanted them to be in that state championship game. I know how badly Kendall wanted to play in the championship game on Saturday. But to get here, again, only four teams in this division are good enough to make it here. And McDonald not only made it here, but proved that they belonged. And what a season it's been. The season of so much change, so much turnover in the roster. And yet, here we are once again. The success of this program, first-year head coach and Rick Ruff, of course, not first year with the program, but just so many things to point to say, hey, there's building blocks for next year, but also these seniors left a legacy to be proud of.
Absolutely.
Mark my words, this is a young McDonald team. This is led by the sophomores and juniors that are going to be juniors and seniors next year. It's going to be a fun couple of years with this young Mac squad. Next year we're going to Florida for some spring training.
Sure.
Caleb, fire up the bus.
We go. Let's see if I can get a sponsor to fly me down there.
There you go.
Yes.
Well, guys, it's been so much fun doing games together with you at the end of the season, individually with you. Thank you so much for giving your time to WOGO Sports, and can't wait for next season already.
Well, and thank you, Caleb, for the opportunity, and thank you to the sponsors. You know, it wouldn't be possible without them. So truly, we're truly blessed to have the community we do and the businesses and everything we have in our community.
Again, the incredible sponsors make it possible for the video streams that we had during the regular season. Of course, weren't allowed to do that here at State, but being able to just come down to State. And we thank our sponsors. Thank you to our board operators, video operators, video producers Sam Aberley, Carter Jager, and Elliot Spies, and Maddie Aberley, and Gavin Bobie. So many people go into making this happen. So for Carter Jager back in the WOGO studios, we thank him. Jason Bovey and Chris Malicut, thank you to you guys as well. I'm Caleb Swenson saying good afternoon from Goodman Diamonds in Madison, Wisconsin. The WIA Division 4 state semifinal, once again, your final score, Stevens Point Pacelli 3, McDonald 0. It's been a magical season for our Lady Macs. We'll see you next year. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is WOGO Sports. Good afternoon.
Coverage of the Lady Macs is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, and Quality Propane and Fuels. This has been McDonald's Softball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.